This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Chicago has issued a stay-at-home advisory and Detroit stopped in-person schooling on Thursday to staunch the coronavirus outbreak as more than a dozen states reported a doubling of new COVID-19 cases in the last 2 weeks. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot on Thursday issued a 30-day advisory calling upon residents to stay home and have no visitors, even during Thanksgiving festivities.
You must cancel the normal Thanksgiving plans, particularly if they include guests that do not live in your immediate household.
Officials in the Midwestern cities, along with New York, California, Iowa, and other states, are reimposing restrictions that had been eased in recent months. The moves were driven by surging infection rates and concern that the onset of winter will worsen the trends. The U.S. government has reached a deal with pharmacies nationwide to distribute free coronavirus vaccines once they're available to the public. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The goal is to eventually make getting a COVID-19 vaccine like getting a flu shot. The agreement covers about 3 in 5 pharmacies in all 50 states and U.S. territories, from drug chains like Walgreens to Costco, Walmart, and other big box stores. The announcement comes as the nation sees its biggest virus surge yet, with cases rising in 49 states and deaths in 39. Officials anticipate one or more vaccines will be approved by year's end. The initial supply will go to priority groups like healthcare workers and first responders. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks closed lower on fears of another COVID-19 lockdown. The Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ all finished lower. This is VOA News. This is VOA News. In their first calls with President-elect Joe Biden since the U.S. election, the leaders of Japan, South Korea, and Australia reaffirmed their commitment to tackling climate change and regional security. Reuters' Gloria So reports.
Key U.S. allies in Asia made their first phone calls to President-elect Joe Biden on Thursday, reaffirming U.S. military commitments in the region and pledging to work together on the global health crisis and climate change. It meant the leaders of South Korea, Japan, and Australia joined others in recognizing Biden's victory over President Donald Trump, who has refused to concede. Biden's projected win comes as China increasingly asserts its military and economic dominance in the region. Chinese President Xi Jinping has stayed silent on Biden's election so far.
That's Reuters' Gloria So. The UN Migration Agency said at least 74 migrants drowned after their Europe-bound ship capsized off the coast of Libya on Thursday, in the latest of a series of at least 8 shipwrecks in the central Mediterranean since last month. The boat was carrying more than 120 migrants, including women and children, when it capsized off the coast of the Libyan port of Al Hums. The International Organization for Migration said only 47 people were rescued by the Libyan Coast Guard and fishermen. So far, 31 bodies have been retrieved as the search for remaining victims continues. Workers in the Philippines continued Thursday to rescue people from some of the worst flooding in years in the capital, Manila, that was triggered by Typhoon Vamco. President Rodrigo Duterte, who left a virtual meeting of Southeast Asian leaders early to conduct an aerial inspection of Manila, ordered his government to expedite relief efforts. Emergency crews have been deployed across the main island of Luzon to rescue tens of thousands of residents trapped in their homes. Officials said nearly 3 million households in and around Manila are without power, and about 40,000 homes were completely or partially submerged in water. The number of people seeking unemployment benefits has fallen to its lowest level in 8 months. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The Labor Department says 709,000 people applied for jobless benefits last week, a still high number, but the lowest figure since March. It's a sign the job market might be slowly healing, but that improvement will be put at risk by a resurgence in confirmed coronavirus cases. As colder weather arrives, consumers may become more cautious about leaving their homes, and companies could start cutting jobs or reducing workers' hours. Mike Hemp in Washington.
You can find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News. Hits.